let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Tips and tools for planet-conscious choices this holiday season and beyond from Kate Brandt, Google's sustainability officer. Elle Magazine named her a top woman leading the charge to protect the environment. Outsider Magazine named her one of the 40 women making the biggest impact on our world. Kate was appointed by President Obama to serve as the federal environmental executive, and she became the nation's first chief sustainability officer, responsible for over 360,000 buildings and 650,000 vehicles. An impressive career in government, including the highest award that the Navy can give to a civilian for her work in helping the Navy go green. And helping us go green this holiday season, Google's sustainability officer, Kate Brandt, joining us on This Week in America. Hi, Kate. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Great to be with you. Thanks so much for having me.
This is the time when we're planning, and I understand we can be planet conscious this holiday season, and a side benefit of that is we could even save money in the process.
That's exactly right. You know, the holiday season is, of course, a great time to be getting together with friends and family, but it's also a really important time to think about sustainability. You know, according to the EPA, in these 4 weeks in the lead up to Christmas, household waste increases by 25%. So that amounts to an extra 1 million tons of trash making its way to our landfills each week. So it's a really good time to think about sustainability. And a couple of great tips. Yeah, please.
Yes, go ahead. Give us some tips, because I was just going to say, this is a season we're going about 120 miles an hour and not really paying probably as much attention as we should to the environment, sustainability. We're out buying things, not giving a whole lot of thought to it. Give us some things that we should be aware of and some tips that we can be planet conscious.
Absolutely. So one of my favorite tips is we have a new tool through our Google Assistant that gives people really helpful information about what is recyclable. You know, we've all had this experience where we have a glass bottle or a plastic container,
yes,
and we're looking at the bin and we don't know which one to put it in. So we have offered a solution for that. It's the Google Assistant for recycling. So now you can pick up your phone or ask your Google Nest and say, okay, Google, is this bottle recyclable? Is this plastic container recyclable? And you'll get information that will enable you to recycle all of those boxes and other things we have around at the holidays. So that's a great tip. And then another tool that we have is called Your Plan, Your Planet, which your listeners can find at g.co/yourplanyourplanet. And this has really great tips and tricks that we can use at home to be more sustainable any time of the year, but especially at the holidays. So a few of my favorites are, you know, we're all having our holiday meals, we're going to the grocery store, we're coming home, we're stocking up the fridge. How do we do that more sustainably? So we have tips like apples actually can stay in your fridge for 6 weeks, but they only last for about 10 days on your counter. And then another great one is when you're rinsing up, you know, you're doing the dishes after your holiday gathering, it is actually much more sustainable to put your dishes in the dishwasher rather than washing them by hand. You can save a lot of water that way. So those are just a few of my favorite tips lately.
With us on This Week in America, Kate Brandt, Google's sustainability officer. We're talking about things we can do, environmentally friendly things we can do for this holiday season. Let's talk about wrapping paper. This is something you're wrapping a gift and you're thinking, boy, this is going to be a waste. It's going to get wadded up and thrown away. What should we do with recycling paper? And how do you wrap your gifts? Is there a sort of a planet-friendly way that we can wrap gifts?
Yeah, so a piece of good news is that most traditional wrapping paper actually is recyclable. So that's a good thing for listeners to know. If you are going to opt for traditional wrapping paper, you get a gift with wrapping paper. It's usually recyclable, but you can ask your Google Assistant about it. But also there's some fun ways that I like to, you know, do some non-traditional wrapping. For example, you can use canvas bags, something that's seasonal or fun. And then the person who receives the gift can reuse that bag.
Ah, yes.
Also, I like to wrap gifts in newsprint or the cartoons, or even sometimes you can have your kids make great art and wrap up gifts that way. So I think it's also fun to look at other more sustainable options outside of traditional wrapping paper, and I'll differentiate your gift a little bit.
What do we do with styrofoam? That's one of those that I will stand between the two bins. Is this recyclable? Is it not recyclable? What should I do with styrofoam?
Yes. So that this is exactly where the Google Assistant can come in and be helpful. The thing that's really complicated about recycling is the rules are different across states, but even across counties. So you could go to a party at your aunt's house in the next county over, and the rules could be different. So that would be a great opportunity to pull out your phone and say, okay, Google, is styrofoam recyclable? And then you'll get an answer that way. So you can make sure you're putting it in the right bin, depending on where you are.
And another one, and I guess we can look this up as well, is bubble wrap. Unless we're saving it for our own personal enjoyment, what do we do with bubble wrap?
Yes, exactly right. Bubble wrap is another great question to ask your assistant. It's going to depend on where you are locally, but in a lot of places, bubble wrap is not recyclable. But in a few places, it is recyclable. So great to ask your assistant for some help.
Chances are many of us are going to be getting new technology, new electronic devices, in many cases replacing old technology, old electronic devices. What do we do with the old? Because this gets a little tricky. We need to go to the right place to be able to recycle these.
That's right. Recycling electronics is critical, and especially this time of the year when people are often upgrading their electronics. So again, great thing to ask your Google Assistant. And further, if you are shopping on our Google Store, we also offer recycling of electronics through our Google Store. So that's another great way to do it.
I know one thing you talk about is we are going to dinner parties. We're having dinner parties, family over. There's a lot of food waste, in particular during that couple week run up to Christmas and into New Year's. Are there things that we can do to reduce food waste? Because when you think about it, you look around at the end of a get together, you have a lot of food left over.
That's right. So that's food waste and gatherings is a really, you know, big challenge at this time of the year. So one of the key things is doing your menu planning. So getting a really strong RSVP count in advance of your event so you really know how much food to prepare. But then I also really like to think about fun recipes you can make the next day or even a few days later. A few of my favorites are I really like to make frittatas with leftovers. So you can use leftover vegetables or meats, whip up some eggs, put it in the oven, and you can get a really delicious frittata from your leftovers. Or another one of my favorites right now is a broccoli cheddar soup that I like to make with broccoli stalks. So maybe you made a big plate of broccoli for your dinner. You have all those stalks left over. You can make a great soup out of it the next day.
I'm just taking notes as we're going through this here. That's a great couple of ideas with things that will be left over at a party. A minute or so left. You've had the opportunity to work with the U.S. military, which has been a leader in being out there, coming up with environmental friendly habits or practices. Same with Google. In a minute or so left, what are you working on now at Google? Because you're sort of at the forefront of coming up with priorities for sustainability.
Yeah, at Google, you know, our mission for our sustainability program is that we strive to build sustainability into everything that we do. And we also want to enable everyone, businesses, policymakers, and individuals to build a more sustainable world. So at Google, you know, we've been committed to operating as a carbon neutral business since 2007. And since 2017, we've matched 100% of our energy use with renewables. So we're very much focused on how we operate sustainably, but also we want to deliver, you know, tools like the Google Assistant that we've been talking about, Google Assistant for Recycling, to everyone to help them. Also, we really want to support policymakers. About 70% of global emissions are actually associated with cities. So a big focus for us lately has been around cities. How do we give tools to cities? So we have our Environmental Insights Explorer tool that's giving cities ability to do climate action planning, to set renewable energy targets and more. Equally, we're providing tools like Google Earth and Google Earth Engine that give people perspective on the planet, how it's changing over time. So those are just a few of the things that we're doing, both within Google's own operations, but also how we're working with partners and trying to enable everyone to build a more sustainable world.
Well, certainly taking on a leadership role, not only in the U.S., but worldwide as well. Kate Brandt, our guest on the program, Google's sustainability officer, talking about environmentally friendly holiday season. Kate, thank you so much for being with us on the program. Happy holidays. Thanks for sharing some ideas with us today.
Thanks so much for having me.
You're welcome. You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.